Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to a very special episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, episode 7 of our Come From Away series, Welcome to the Rock. Rarely have we had the opportunity to take you on a real deep dive into a show like we have been doing with this series. In this episode, you'll hear from the Come From Aways, the inhabitants of Gander, and the cast members from the West End and Broadway, including Ganderite Sheriff Oz Fudge.
You're part of the Come From Away family now. You're part of the Newfoundland family, so that's the reason why we do it.
Broadway actress Astrid Van Wieren.
I think the wonderful thing is that David and Irene became such good friends with these people that they just came off the page.
And West End company member David Shannon.
It's not just a hit show, it's a wonderful show to be part of.
And many, many more. And if you didn't know already,
Come From Away tells the true story of when 38 planes and thousands of passengers were diverted to this tiny community in Newfoundland on the northeast corner of North America. And people were invited into the locals' homes. They were given everything, fed, housed, and people changed their lives there. They fell in love. They made lifelong friendships. And it's this extraordinary story of kindness set against the backdrop of this terrible tragedy.
You just heard the voice of David Hine, one of the writers of Come From Away. But why is this musical such a runaway success? What is it about the stories of people from a small, rural community on a Canadian island and the actors that portray them on stage that makes a compelling show that's a global hit? Find out in this series of Welcome to the Rock.
Welcome to the Rock!
Come From Away shares the incredible real-life story of the 7,000 airline passengers from all over the world who were grounded in Canada during the wake of 9/11, and the small Newfoundland community that invited these Come From Aways into their lives. As uneasiness turned into trust and music swirled into the night, gratitude grew into friendships, and their stories became a celebration of hope, humanity, and unity. We've had a fantastic time bringing you the story behind Come From Away in the previous episodes of this series, from David Hine and Irene Sankoff talking about a little idea they had for a musical, all the way to the Broadway and West End openings via a launch party at the Canadian Embassy in London. And in our penultimate episode of the series, we look forward to bringing you closer to some more of the real-life characters from Come From Away, and some of the people that play them on both sides of the Atlantic. That's right, you're going to hear from the real people that inspired the musical and hear it straight from the source, the stories that ended up in Come From Away. In this episode, we're introducing you to Harry Morrison and Sheriff Oz Fudge, David Shannon and Kevin Turf, otherwise known as the Gay Lumberjack, and from both Jenna Boyd and Astrid Van Wieren, who play Beulah Cooper in the West End cast and on Broadway, respectively. Again, we start out by asking the cast members if they had any idea about the story behind Come From Away.
I think it was a personal experience, wasn't it? That's the thing. It was a very personal experience for everybody, anywhere, of where they were at that moment. Mm-hmm. You didn't really think about what happened anywhere else.
You know about where the pebble drops, but not where the ripples went.
I know a little bit about it because I'm Canadian, so I had heard a bit about what was happening in Gander and St. John's and other places, especially on the East Coast with the grounding of the planes.
Yeah.
So I had a sense of it, but really it was something that kind of got a bit buried and tucked away that I sort of re-remembered when we were working on the piece. But it makes sense that people would be not thinking about those things, because tragedy makes you myopic. I think you see the thing in front of you, you see the horrible thing. And so now there's been enough time, I think that the thing that's great about it is we have that distance of time and almost like being able to look above it and see the other things that were happening.
I mean, I don't know about you lot, when I went to audition, to the audition, they all smiled, you know, nicely at me when I said Newfoundland. A place called Newfoundland.
You see someone twitching in the background.
That knowing smile.
Understand Newfoundland.
With so little known about the events that took place in Newfoundland, it was imperative that the cast members did their research, and in many cases, they got to meet their real-life counterparts before playing them on stage. The upside is that the actors got to make their own lasting relationships with the real people from the story.
We've been lucky enough to meet our real counterparts, and it was a joy. We met some people when we were over in Dublin, and then a larger group came over when we were doing press here in London, and it was great. They took me out for a coffee. They said, "Do you want to go out for a? Should we go out for some lunch? We should meet for some lunch with Oz." And we. And they said, yeah, we've seen this really nice place. And we walked from their hotel and we found it. And we were standing in front of this really nice place they found. They took me to Acosta.
I got to meet Beulah when we went to Gander as well. Beulah and Diane. So my main character I play is Beulah Davis. And she's a combination of Beulah Cooper, who still to this day has that beautiful relationship with Hannah O'Rourke, who we also have all gotten to know, that family. I've gotten to go to Rescue 2 with some of my fellow castmates and hang out for a day with a fireman and hang out with Kevin's widow and just, you know, find out a bit more about him, which makes it harder and also more complete to have a real picture of who's being lost and
portrayed.
Who you're talking about. Yeah. And the other character that kind of is mixed in there is Diane Davis and all the other teachers from Gander Academy. So meeting them, it was kind of like we had this big kind of dinner, which was like a combination, almost prom award show. The ambassador was there. It was in the international lounge of the airport. And so it was kind of like a wedding prom kind of thing. So I got to meet Beulah and Diane there. And Beulah was wearing almost the exact same outfit I was, which was bizarre. The same colors, the same things. And she just, you know, just took me in. It was like a family reunion of sorts.
I met Kevin. I've met him quite a few times now. He's been Dublin, and he's been over here. And yeah, we spoke a lot before, even during rehearsals, I think we spoke quite a few times. So he's got an interesting suit for opening nights, which is akin to my lumberjack shirt. He's an interesting character, and they're all interesting. And I obviously haven't met President Bush yet. I'm still waiting for that call. And Garth, my bus driver, is based on a guy called Art, who I haven't met. And I've also obviously met Kevin Jay as well, the two. So they're quite a good double act when we do interviews and stuff as well. And all four of us do interviews together. Yeah. So I mean, it's become a massive part of his life.
Speaking of the Kevins being a double act, we got to sit down with the two Kevins when we returned to Canada House for the Come From Away press day right before they opened in the West End. We spoke about their experience of finding out their story was going to be part of a musical. You'll hear Kevin J first and then Kevin T about halfway through. What really came across while speaking to them was how proud they were to be part of Come From Away.
I kind of found out about it by accident.
Yeah, you can tell this.
I found out about it perusing the internet one night, and it was Colin 1 and Colin 2 then. And I thought, oh, somebody wrote a musical about Gander, how nice. And I read on a little bit longer, there's a couple, Colin 1 and Colin 2. And I read on a little bit and saw some things that were distinctly me, and called Cesar Samayoa, who originated the role on Broadway. I mean, reached out to him through his website and said, I think you're playing me in a musical. And so he was excited. He was one of the only person who hadn't met his counterpart. So I flew out to Seattle and saw it supposedly once, but ended up 3 times, and it was staggering. The first night I couldn't sleep. Saw it with Beverly Bass, who is not here today, is she? But as it's gone on, we've gotten to know all these people. There are people in Newfoundland that we still keep in touch with, and there are a few real people around here who knew each other from back then, but we didn't know any of them.
Right, right.
And they've truly become a second family. I think you're going to hear that term a lot today. In fact, next month will be 6 years ago when I saw the show for the very first time at Sheridan College in Toronto. And I was the only American for some reason. You know, if somebody called you and said, hey, we wrote a musical and you're in it, don't you think you'd go? You know, I don't know what happened to the others, but I went and I saw it and I wept, and it was so accurate, the portrayal of what was happening. And but I thought, well, this is great, and this is the last time I'll see it again, because only Disney shows make it on Broadway, and this is not a Disney show. And so I really never expected to see it go beyond that college production. But it was just like a snowball, and it started on the west coast of the U.S., and now it's growing, and now I've got four doppelgangers, and it's just kind of unreal. But it has been life-changing, for sure.
Oz Fudge was also surprised at the show's progress from Sheridan College to Broadway. He had no idea how special it would turn out to be when the show's writers traveled to Gander during events to commemorate the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
When David and Irene came to Gander on the 10th anniversary, and we were just told that there was this couple that's here just wants to interview. They're doing something for Sheridan College. So, much like I am now, I like to say a few stupid things and laugh and carry on. And so I did the interview, and they sent me a video of the college students doing it, and that's what we thought it was going to be. Because how do you make a play out of soup and sandwiches? How do you do it?
Yeah.
You know, and 9/11 at that. So, and then we started to hear that it was going to La Jolla and this place and this place, and next thing you know, we're told it's going to Broadway. And it's, we're just sitting back down, holy. But for me, to realize that this is something special is they brought it to Gander.
Yeah.
Now, the actors were up on the stage. 10 minutes before the play is, they're singing, before they even finish their last song, before they even start their last song, people are up. Ovation. Screaming and yelling, and the building was, and the actors were up there on the stage, just they couldn't hear each other when the song was going on. They were saying they couldn't hear each other, and that's how it was. And for me, that's when I really realized, oh my God, what an amazing, amazing musical that they've done. And I guess for most Ganderites and most Newfoundlanders and Labradorians themselves, to see this on stage, because see, but we've always been the butt of the joke. We've always been the goofy Newfie, right? There's Newfie jokes, there's Newfie this, there's Newfie that. So, but we're a proud people too. No, we laugh at the jokes and we tell them ourselves, but we're a very proud people. And we were really worried about this play and how it was going to portray us. And if you could have been there to interview people when they come out of that community center, it was, oh my God, they've nailed us. They've got who we are, what we are, and how we are. Because this business of kindness, it's born in us, it's bred in us, it's, you know, and people can't understand it. And I can't understand why they can't understand it.
Having started to meet their counterparts, the cast members began taking notice of the relationships between the Ganderites.
My favorite relationship of the real people is between Oz and Beulah, who are hysterical together.
And Brian, and Brian Mosier as well.
Yeah,
they,
for sure.
They screeched us in, and they were hilarious. Definitely. They were an absolute double act, Brian.
Yeah. But he knows how to. They know how to talk, and they've spoken to a lot of people about their experiences since it happened, and their outlook on it is such a unique outlook. Originally, obviously, when it happened, they didn't see as special. So obviously, now over time, they're starting to see, actually, wow, people have really responded well to the way that we approached this when it all happened. So they can now see, more what we see from an outside perspective. But it's it's really interesting to hear them talking about it, because they genuinely didn't think they did anything special. It was just what needed to be done at the time.
The companies also started to notice the similarities between the cast members and the real-life Newfoundlanders.
I think the wonderful thing is that David and Irene became such good friends with these people that they just came off the page, and they cast it really well. So
we
kind of met them, and we got this sense of, oh my God, like when Gino met Oz, we were just like, oh my God, you're the same person.
Yeah,
you have
the
same
true.
Stupid sense of humor.
Right.
You probably both make fart noises to people, and you almost look similar too, and they just bonded like right away.
Yeah.
And then when we did the concert, wow.
One of our favorite parts of doing this series has been talking with the real-life Come From Aways and the Ganderites and asking them about the stories that inspired what we see on stage. Stories like shops, just giving things away to whoever needed it, and the tender moment of the time the plane people could finally see some news of what happened on that day as they were let off the airplanes.
I had to go down there for something, and when I went in there, there was nothing left in the store. All the toothbrush, toothpaste, everything was all gone. And you go into another local drugstore, and it would be the same thing. People were just, come and take it. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand. You didn't pay for anything. We do screech-ins. Brian and I do screech-ins in Gander. I did it because you're my friend now. You're part of the Come From Away family now. You're part of the Newfoundland family. So and that's the reason why we do it.
So after our school bus drops us off at the College North Atlantic, and we go inside, they were nice enough to set up televisions, and that's when we finally see those images of the planes hitting the World Trade Center. And for me, it was quite unusual. I'd never had to rely on a stranger for a pillow to lay my head. But I'll never forget a young man coming in the door about midnight, and he's got an inflatable air mattress, a double size, with two pillows. And I thought, aha, Kevin and I, we can sleep on this inflatable air mattress instead of the concrete cold floor. Now, we did, there was a little bit of anxiety. It was a different age in 2001, where a gay couple in a foreign country in a small town. There was a little bit of nervousness on my part about, I just got this double air mattress. Are we going to sleep together? Or are we going to make somebody, angry? And but by that time, we didn't really care. And but they are a very welcoming community. They've got a rainbow flag painted out on the street in front of City Hall there. And as the mayor says, people need help, you help them. It doesn't matter who you are, your religion, your sexual orientation. And isn't that how the world ought to operate?
You just heard Oz Fudge talk about screech-ins. But what exactly is a screech-in? It's probably the liveliest of moments in the musical where members of the band join the company members on stage.
Now there's a solemn old tradition for admission or audition to transition from a come from away
to be a Newfoundlander.
The only other way, at any rate, is pass away and pray to fate and wait to reincarnate
as a Newfoundlander.
People cried,
you'll be a Newfoundlander. Hey, sit down right here. You'll feel better in a year.
Try to ignore your doubts and fears,
and you'll be a Newfoundlander.
As you can hear, it's a massive tradition in Newfoundland to welcome Come From Aways into the community. Here's teacher and local resident Diane Davis, one of the Ganderites that makes up the character Beulah.
So a screech-in ceremony is not as traditional as many people think, but it's basically a ceremony that we use some of our Newfoundland culture and a little bit of humor and some music to initiate a Come From Away. And there are many variations, but the most correct and proper variations would involve probably eating some bologna, definitely kissing a cod, and it just doesn't count unless you have a screech. And at the end, you're given a ceremony and you're considered an honorary Newfoundlander. We also consider you an ambassador and a member of our army. Screech is traditionally Newfoundland was settled because of the fishery, and the way of preserving fish was salting fish because there was not refrigeration back in the day. And the saltfish was then traded all over the world, including to Jamaica. So the vessels would go to Jamaica and they would sell their salt fish. And rather than coming back empty, they would come back with molasses and screech. And I'm not sure which is consumed more in Newfoundland, but they are both very traditional. And that's where screech comes from. It's a variation on a Jamaican rum.
A quick question about another great moment of the show. What exactly is fish with cheese?
Cod au gratin is fish with cheese. It's fish in a nice creamy sauce like a bechamel. If you're going to go all out, you might put a couple kinds of cheese on it and you bake it in the oven and it's delicious.
And what about the Virgin Airlines captain that makes two very brief but very strong appearances in the show? Here's actress Jenna Boyd, who got to dig a little deeper into the moment with her real-life counterpart.
It came out of interviews, apparently, with Diane Davis, who my character is a composite of, with her and Beulah Cooper. And it was the relationship between Annette and the captain, whose real name was Captain Burgess. Now, when I did the interviews at Canada House with Diane, she mentioned him once. She mentioned him 50 times, and every time she did, it made my heart smile. Because she had this intense relationship. No, not fantasy. No, they worked very closely together. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. She would tell you all about how they worked very closely together, how she was his right-hand man, woman, and she was there for him, and he relied on her.
Wow.
And with all the experiences they've encountered in their journeys, just what is it like for the cast members who perform the story of Come From Away night after night? How has being part of this musical changed them?
It feels like such a nice thing. It feels like such a gift. And it gets a little bit easier every time. Like, I trust myself a little bit more. And I trust my perspective. And this show, more than a lot, has improved me as a performer.
Yeah.
And improved my confidence in myself.
It's taken off any edges I had. They're gone. You know, it's taken off the edges off lots of us. And it makes me... I always thought of myself as a kind person and a giving person. And I'm pretty empathetic. Yeah. And it makes me seek out to be of service, as opposed to, if I get an opportunity to be kind, I will be kind. I try to keep my eyes up, and I fail miserably all the time, but I'm always kind of looking... Can I be of service on the subway, in my day, whatever it is, even just having a conversation with somebody who looks a bit, whatever. When I don't have the energy for it, I don't do it. But I try to be present and be more just present. Mm. What we get is such a gift. I get paid to do this beautiful story all the time.
I think it's funny. I do believe that the whole pay it forward thing has definitely bled into my life. I instigated the Young Roots thing. Just felt like, why wouldn't I do it? Why can't it's not much time out of my life just to do something really simple, and I changed so many people's lives. We have by just collecting those buckets, standing with a bucket, or making a speech. You know, I do think that's been a big impact, and because I've instigated it with my children now. So my kids now have especially my oldest, because she understands it. They have like a reward chart thing that we do at the moment, and one of the rewards is pay it forward. And so she has to do three random acts of kindness a day at school. It can be something really simple, just saying thank you for something they didn't need to say thank you for, whatever it may be. And if she does it three times a day, she gets a star, and then by the end of the week, she gets a treat. And so she thinks about what she can do now to help someone, or just do something really random act of kindness. I love that. That's been a big part of the show for me, for my kids. So
the show has also had a massive impact on both the Genderites and the Come From Aways. Here's the real Beulah Cooper speaking of why those days are so special to her, and Kevin Turf, the gay lumberjack, who reflects on the people of Gander and what we can all do to make a difference.
I met Hannah, and her and I are very dear friends to this day. We talk on the phone all the time. We phone each other. I've been to visit her. She's been to visit me. And she never hung up the phone without saying, I love you, and vice versa. But we become really good friends. She had a son who was a fireman, and I had a son in Gander who was also a fireman, and her son was missing. And can you imagine what she went through, knowing her and her husband were in Gander, and Our son was a fireman. He wasn't on duty that day, I understand. But she said she knew he would be there. And I thought, she needs a friend. It makes me feel very proud to be a Ganderite, a Newfoundlander first, and a Ganderite. I feel so proud of what our town done, on, and not only our town, but outlying communities, how they pitched in and helped out on 9/11. It was phenomenal.
It's a shame that all of the people in Gander couldn't be recognized because all of them helped out. It's clear that if you grow up and you live and you stay in your little community and you never branch out of it, you don't get to experience other cultures. Now we're all seem to be engaged in these electronic devices that make us feel like we're connected to other people, but when your head is buried in your phone all day long, you can't look up and see the world around you. And so to me, that is what Come From Away reminds us to do, is look up and gander, look up at the people around you and talk to them, say hello, you know, a smile, a simple gesture, a small act of kindness, a pay it forward, is really what's gonna fix our broken world.
So there you have it. We hope you've enjoyed meeting more members of the West End cast, the Broadway cast, the Newfoundlanders, and the Come From Aways. Please join us for the next episode, which sadly is our last, when we continue introducing you to even more members of the company and their real counterparts, including two of the musical's most unbelievable characters, the Lovebirds, Nick and Diane, and the man who starts the whole show off, Mayor Claude. And you'll also hear more of the true stories behind the events of Come From Away. See you in the final episode of Welcome to the Rock.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.